This latest rate hike is the biggest Sitka's had in the past 5 years. Residential customers will go from paying 12 cents to 15 cents a kilowatt hour and be charged that amount no matter how much energy they use. To some, the bump is outrageous.
But the fact of the matter is, no matter how much you raise the property taxes and those electric bills, that dam is not going to be paid for.
That's Karen Lucas, testifying at a recent assembly meeting. She's giving voice to the opinions of a lot of people here, that no rate hike will be enough to pay for a dam so expensive. But to others, this bump is preordained. So travel back in time with me, if you will, to September 2012. I remember when we broke up the first time. Yep, Taylor Swift's We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together was top of the charts. Oil was $96 a barrel. And the assembly was deciding whether or not to raise the wall of the Blue Lake Dam by 80 feet to meet growing energy demands. Mike Reif, who was on the assembly, asked then-utility director Chris Bruton how much it would all cost.
The rates are going to be somewhere around 15 cents a kilowatt in the year 2017. And when this project originally cost roughly $100 million, they're going to be roughly 2 cents lower than that.
Correct.
You hear that? 15 cents in 2017. It was always the target rate, the moment the Blue Lake project cost ballooned, and the assembly went ahead with construction anyway, borrowing millions from the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank. And that debt was always going to be passed down to ratepayers. Here's Reif again at that fateful 2012 meeting.
So this is going to cost us this extra $40 million, this huge cost overrun this project. It's going to cost the average consumer in Sitka $300 a year, the average resident.
Flash forward 5 years, and with this latest bump, electric rates in Sitka will have increased 50% since the dam was given the green light, after being static for much of the 80s and 90s. And Mike Reif, he came back Tuesday night to tell the Sitka Assembly a story from the era when Rocky Gutierrez was mayor of Sitka. Then the pulp mill had just closed, and like now, Sitka's financial position was shaky.
Every once in a while, I'd go down and have coffee with Rocky at McDonald's restaurant. One of the time I asked him, how do you make your decisions? How do you weigh the different factors? Because when you're talking about people's pocketbook, it's serious. And a lot of times they're up here and they're saying, no, no, no. And what he shared was, I listen to the people in the community, but also I'll close my eyes and I try to listen to the next generation and the next generation, because they matter. Because if you just take care of today, tomorrow's people will have to pay for it.
And in that vein, argued the assembly should stand by their decision to set rates at 15 cents from now until October, at which time a seasonal rate structure will kick in, 12 cents in the winter and 19 cents in the summer. The group seemed visibly comforted by this voice from the past, sitting before them in the present. Here's Deputy Mayor Bob Petruski.
This bridge between now and October is one that I grudgingly walk on it, because I don't want to hurt people and I don't want to hurt people's pocketbooks. But if I close my eyes, you know, I see us in the exact same position, you know, 5 years, 10 years down the road, if we don't follow the plan.
And that plan includes prodding Sitkans to use the city's hydropower. Once upon a time, the assembly was telling Sitkans to conserve energy. But now that there's a surplus, there's a new message, that to use Sitka's electricity is to support the next generation of Sitkans. Here's assembly members Tristan Gavon and Kevin Knox.
Our electric department's a not-for-profit, and the more we use, every single dollar you spend on electricity goes back into the community.
For those who can afford this, I'd like to encourage you to stay with it, because it does help our kids.
But what if you can't afford it? What if this is the breaking point in your ability to pay? For that, the assembly has penciled $400,000 into their FY18 budget for a utility assistance program. But not everyone at the table is a fan of the idea. The program may come up at the assembly's next budget meeting on Tuesday, May 2nd. Another thing, because this rate hike took an extra month to receive a final vote, it won't actually raise enough money to fulfill this year's bond obligation. To make ends meet, the assembly had to patch the hole with $400,000 from the general fund. on that vote and the rate ordinance, Aaron Bean was the lone no. Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeiss and Aaron Swanson were absent. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.